My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the living room, the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. I'm your host, Juliette Davis, and it is always a pleasure to invite you into the living room. It's the place where we talk about real things, and we have a great time doing it. My promise, my commitment is always the same, that when you leave this broadcast, you will be informed and inspired. I think that's what listening to the radio should be all about. You should get one or the other, or in this case, you're going to get both. I want to say a few words by way of introduction before we get into today's show. I am excited that we are in the month of December. Can't believe this year has gone by so fast. So many of us have been through so much this year that I think it is important, especially as we approach the Advent season, that we remember the promise of Christ and his coming. And I believe that it's also the time, of course, of our celebrating the birth of Christ. It's a time where we gather with family and friends. And I just want to encourage you before we start today's topic to be intentional in this season, to make sure that you are taking the time to reach out to loved ones and family members and let them know how much you care. Listen, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds tomorrow. So just take the time, make the time to reach out to loved ones and family. I hope you're still staying safe. I hope you're still doing all those things that we learned last year this time about protecting ourselves. And I hope you're not getting weary in doing that because things are constantly changing. And we just want you to be around to fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life. Okay? So let's get on with today's show. Because of all the things that I just said about it being the end of the year and about it being a time of celebration and fellowship, I thought it would be great to end the year in the living room with some laughter. That's right. I believe the word tells us that laughter is like medicine. And I am sure that today's guest would attest to that wholeheartedly. So today I am going to be talking with someone who is no stranger to the living room. Keita Keith is a wonderful young woman of God, a native of Chesterfield County, which is a suburb of Richmond, Virginia, for those of you who are tuning in from our international audience. She's a graduate of Liberty University, where she obtained a bachelor's degree in psychology, and she is now pursuing a master's degree in that same field, and she ultimately is working to become a licensed marriage and family therapist. And my thought on that is, boy, comedy is going to be real key in that field for sure. She has been doing comedy probably all her life, but probably since the age of 15 is when she actually believed that this was something that she would do formally, and as she told me earlier, and not get in trouble. That's real important. So join me in welcoming back to the living room, Keita Key. Welcome, Keita.
Hello. Hello, Pastor Juliet, or like I call you, Pastor Jay. How are you? Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. I can't think of a better way to end this year than to talk about the importance of laughter, especially because it's like medicine. We've had a lot of conversation about medicine these days, but this kind of medicine, I believe, is just what we need. So talk first about how you got into comedy and why laughter is so important.
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. Before I start, hello, everyone. Hello, all the listeners out there. Thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. Let's see. How did I get started? Well, like you shared during the introduction, I have been cutting up pretty much, all of my life. but I was able, and this is the thing. This is why I say that now I'm able to do it without getting in trouble. I was the class clown in school. I always used to try to make people laugh. of course, being the class clown, you're getting the laughs and things like that. But, you're really kind of disturbing the class. You're disrupting the class. So that didn't quite pan out. But this is the reason why. this is the reason why I think that I really started doing it, even in school. I always had this thing about seeing people down. I didn't like it. I didn't like when people came to school and I saw them down, or even if they didn't say anything, I could see it kind of written all over their faces and things like that. And I'm just like, man, what can I do to kind of like lift their spirits, a little bit? Mm-hmm. And I would just cut up and make people laugh. And I specifically remember this, even though this was all the way back in high school, I remember one of my friends, she was in class, and I was cutting up, and we were laughing, and she goes, Turquita, I was trying to come to school in a bad mood. I didn't want to laugh today. And his UNICEF here made me laugh, and now I'm out of my bad mood. I was like, well, good, my work here is done. And so I never knew. I didn't know she wanted to be in a bad mood, but because of the laughter, she was like, now I can't even be in my bad mood. And so from hearing that, it was like, Lord, there's definitely something to this. It was always a way of not just encouraging other people, but just wanted to see people up, just wanted definitely to see people up. So
that's
whatever
so
I could do
important.
To contribute to that. Yeah.
And that is so important. I really believe, and having had a chance to be a part of your comedy presentation, I really believe it's more of a ministry, because
absolutely.
I really think that people have an opportunity to laugh. I mean, there is so much information out there about, from a biological standpoint, when you're
absolutely.
Engaging in laughter, chemically, those endorphins,
yes.
those feel-good hormones come into play,
yes.
and how it allows you, to release stress and all of that. So I just think now more than ever, laughter is a ministry. So here's what I want to know.
Absolutely.
What do you find the most challenging about this work that you do in comedy, and then what do you find most rewarding?
That's a really good question too. If I would have to say what I find most challenging, because to be honest with you, I don't find it. I would call it challenging. But I would say this. Comedy, whether it is secular, whether it's Christian or clean or however you want to categorize it, it's still a male-dominant genre.
Okay.
So when it comes to being a woman, then mm-hmm. being a Christian, a Christian woman. So there is no, there is no cursing or things like that. Even keeping the context of your jokes clean, because I'm a firm believer in, you know, something can be clean comedy, but a lot of people consider clean comedy no cussing. Well, I consider a clean comedy no cussing, but also making sure that your content and your context of your joke is clean. Yeah, absolutely. So keeping all of that in mind, you know, that could, you know, some people may consider that a challenge. But here is the rewarding part of that. Because it's male dominant, the rewarding part is that there's not a lot of Christian, clean women doing this. So it is open for many of us. And so for me, it's like, though it's male dominant, it even gives us more the path to, if that makes sense, for us to basically, you know, kick the door open and say, hey, we're here. You know, it's not oversaturated. It's not one of these genres that's oversaturated. Literally, there is room for everyone as it pertains to you know, what I consider a genre. I have several who I call sisters in comedy right here in this local area. And though it's not a lot of us, you know, we definitely support each other one way or another because it is big enough for all of us. I think that's what I would say as far as, you know, challenges versus reward.
Okay. Well, that's good. And it gives us a perspective on what it's like to be in this field and genre and what you potentially encounter as you go
Absolutely.
Out to do this work. So I want our listeners to know that Keita has been extremely creative with the character that she uses many times in her comedy. And I know that when I talk to most comedians, they say that these are people who, in some shape or form, though the names, we won't call names, but there's some shape or form of somebody that you know most of the time is family, most of the time. But nevertheless, I think that it is so creative to take a person that you may be familiar with and create a character around that person.
Yes.
And so
yes.
With that in mind, I just want to play a little bit of a conversation with two of my favorite characters. I don't know if they're your favorite, but they are certainly mine. Yanaka Dora, what a name, is talking to her best friend, Thessalonica. Nickname is Kexi. Y'all are not ready. So Thessie and Knock Knock, as she is affectionately known, are on the phone. And I'm setting this up because I want you to kind of hear what happens in this conversation. Because Knock Knock is telling her best friend, Thessie, about an encounter she had with a nemesis that they had from their elementary school. And they had this encounter. And so Knock Knock is recounting on the phone to Thessie what happened when she came in contact with this nemesis. So I'm going to play a little bit of it. I want you all to hear, and then we'll come back and finish talking about these two characters.
So, by that time, like, her crew over there snickering and laughing, you know, boosting her up and all that stuff. So I was like, okay, well, I apologize. I didn't mean to offend you, Sarai. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you, Sarai. I did not know that. Well, it's good to see you. You know, how you been doing? Well, after my apologies and stuff, I still hear her crew over there in the corner laughing. So I was just like, what they laughing at? What's so funny? Like, what's that all about? She gonna turn to me talking about something. Well, they're laughing at your hair. I was like, okay, what about my hair? What's going on? She gonna tell me something. Well, it's a little distracting, and honestly, I don't really like it because to me it's so passe. Yes, I don't tell me something. I don't really like the color. Yes. I don't like the color because it's so passe. Yes, that is exactly what she said to me. I was like, oh, okay, so that's what we're doing today? Okay, that's what we're doing now? Okay, do the note. So I go, okay, well, I don't like the color of your breath because it's so deuteray. Yes, that's exactly what I said. Yes, I did. In the church, yes, I did. They heard it. Yes, because she shouldn't have came for me. Okay, so badass man, oh, she mad now. Oh, yeah, she mad now because she tried it. And now she mad. So she steps up in my face. Oh, yeah, Sarai is out the door now. Sarai should have showed up. So she decides to step up in my face and call herself quoting scripture like she really doing something. She's going to start quoting scripture, Chad. Yeah. And see, people like that, that's what they like to do, Chad. People with their pharisaical dispositions about themselves. Yeah, they be trying to come into the natural, but then when that don't work, then they try to throw shade in the spirit. Exactly. So here she steps up in my face and going to quote this scripture. Touch not thy anointed and do thy prophet no harm. I was like, oh, no, I know I'm being phone now. Girl, I was like, oh, okay, so that's what we doing now. We quoting scripture out of context. Oh, okay, all right, well, then I can do that too then. So I said, well, the scripture also says if anything offends you, cut it off. And in this case, it's your breath. Girl, by that time, I had reached in my purse and pulled out every pack of chewing gum that I had. And then I threw it at her in her face. And then I threw it at the crew over in the corner. And I said, and that goes for your too, because I can smell their breath all the way over here. All of y'all breath smelling like a cesspool of iniquity. Exactly.
So now, you have just heard knock-knock conversation with her friend, Jackie. And from that, you can tell that this is a level of creativity. And yet, as I said before, we can all listen and identify with there's somebody that we know who has a similar disposition or who has a certain amount of attitude, if you will, to carry this kind of conversation. So this is excellent. How did knock-knock come into being?
Oh, my goodness. That whole time, Pastor Jay, I promise you I was trying to keep it in. Listen to all the listeners. I know it sounds weird because it is me, but when I hear the playback, it doesn't sound like me. It's like listening to a whole nother person. So I'm literally listening to it as if it's not me having a conversation. Okay. And just to let the listeners know, there is no one on the other line. Okay. So you're not the door came back.
So you really are doing this with
it's literally
with your imagination. So let's talk to me. Where did knock-knock come from?
Your Knock the Door came about. It's so funny how Your Knock the Door came about. Your Knock the Door actually came about when I was doing a play. I was actually doing a stage production. Shout out to Miss Karen Gordon, wrote a play. Yes. Yes, Ms. Karen Gordon wrote a play. Oh, wow, this was years ago. And so they had asked me to be a part of it to kind of like go in between the different scenes and things like that and to bring comedy relief. But here is the, here is the awesome part to it. They didn't really have like a script for me. So I was, I had the freedom to kind of flow how I wanted to flow. And so for a creative, oh, wow, that's that's the world to a creative, flow how
right.
I want to flow. So we were at, that's like giving, money to a creative. I can do what I want to do. Okay, great. Within reason. So it came, I had the play practice one day. And so it started off as me being that girl in the in the apartments in the hood who they interview on the news, how sometimes that can go, you know, because she saw something happen in the neighborhood. And so they pulled the ghetto girl to, you know, to do the interview. And so on the spot, I did not have a script. I did not have anything. On the spot, I was asked at play practice, this is what I want you, this is who I want you to play or whatever, and tell us your name. And I said, you want me to come up with something right now? Maggie, I don't have anything in writing. This is literally off the top of my head. And I said, you want me to come up with the name of my character and stuff right now? And it was Minister Tony Miller. He was the director of this production. And so he was pretending to interview me. And I said, okay. And so he like had a, you know, fake microphone with his mouth, and he said, and I'm standing here with who? And immediately I said, Yanaka Doll.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So and listen, that's how, and yeah.
I have got to tell you, this piece is hilarious, but we have run out of time. So now direct our listeners, because it goes by so fast. We were having
yes.
a wonderful discussion. So here's what I want people to do. I want you to go visit her online, and you can get a chance to see more of her material and see more about what she's doing. How can they catch up with you on social media?
Absolutely, absolutely. I am on Facebook as well as Instagram. On Facebook, I am Keita Keet. That is KETTAKEET, as well as on Instagram as well, KETTAKEET. So you can definitely follow me on there. And just real quick, if you can go like my business page, I started my business. Glory to God. Jeans and Sneaker Girl Entertainment
yes.
LLC.
Yes.
So definitely you can find my business page. Yes, absolutely. You can definitely find my business page on Facebook as well. But that's Jeans, and that's J-E-N-E-S, like jeans, like DNA. Jeans and Sneaker Girl Entertainment. This is a vision that God gave me years ago. Absolutely years ago, based off of the scripture in Jeremiah. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, God knew us. And so
mm-hmm.
So that's where the business, that's the foundation
of
the business
of the
was
business.
Based on that scripture.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I
yes.
just want our listeners to also know that she also has her own radio show. It's called Chat and Chuckle. So when you go to her
yes.
Facebook page, you can actually see all the things that she's doing. She's actually also done a commercial for Joy Bell Sweet Potato Pies that
yes.
is hilarious.
Thank
you. And the pies can be found in Food Lion. So the local Food Lion has been able to allow them to go and actually do the taping in the store. Really
yes.
funny. So here's what I want them to know. Laughter in this season is so important. That's why the family gatherings, that's why being intentional, as I said at the top of the show, is something that we all must make time to do.
Absolutely.
You are going to feel so much better when you laugh. You're going to release
yes.
a lot of that stress and a lot of that tension. And here's the other thing I want to leave you with, and you've heard it before, but it is true. Jesus is the reason for the season, not
Amen.
The materialism, not the going in debt, not the hustle and bustle, not you know, trying to buy 9 gifts and all of that. No, it's all about the birth of Christ and how he made us all rich just by virtue of him coming as the only begotten Son. Please
Amen.
Don't lose sight of the purpose and the reason for the season. Because we do it so often. But I just feel an urgency now because of everything that we have been through and continue to go through that we must take the time to do those things which are important. And
Amen.
Celebrating the birth of Christ is what it's really all about. So thank you so much, Keita Keet. Once again, you are always welcome in the living room. We are so glad
oh, thank
to have
you
here. The next time you're on the show, we're going to talk about your music project. We're going to talk about what's next for you in 2022. So stay tuned to my listeners because we'll be coming back with more of this good inspiration and information that's going to bless your life. So thank you so much again for being on the show. You are so welcome. And to our listening audience, I just want to say Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Remember that you are loved. And as I always say, may the Word of God bring transformation power in your life. And may His Word change your life forever.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet. I'm your girl, Keita Keet. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. To all of my first-time listeners, thank you so much for tuning in with me this evening. And real quick, for anyone who would like to contact me or to say, hey, say I like what you're doing, or even if you have any prayer requests, I can definitely be reached via email at lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. And I can also be reached on social media on Facebook as well as Instagram under Keita Keet. And that is KETTAKEET. All right, listen, I am not going to hold anything up. I'm jumping right into tonight's show. Tonight's show, we are going to be promoting and shouting out small businesses. All right. Real quick, before we get into that, just want to share a couple of facts as it pertains to small businesses here in the United States. Okay. Did you know that there are 31.7 million small businesses in the United States? This number accounts for, and I apologize, I'll let you know exactly where I'm getting this information from. This information is coming from www.simplyinsurance.com, okay? And again, that website is www.simplyinsurance.com. So you can definitely head over there and check out this information as well. All right. Again, there are 31.7 million small businesses in the United States. This number accounts for over 99% of all firms operating in America and employs 48.75% of the workforce. The average annual revenue for a small business is $46,979, and more than half have less than 10 employees. Now, it says, Unfortunately, some 22% of all small businesses will fail in their first year. But the good news is that even while COVID-19 had a horrible effect on the economy, business startups grew strong by 24% during the pandemic. Okay, now that is amazing news. You know, of course, when everything and everyone was shut down, even during the pandemic, there were businesses being started, and many of them are still going even now in 2021. So that is amazing news. All right. So guess what, y'all? We're going to get started on promoting and shouting out these small businesses. All right. The first one we have, Miss Tally Watson. If you are looking for someone to do elaborate decor and design for your weddings and your events, look no further to Miss Tally Watson, owner of Elaborate and Beautiful Weddings and Events. Okay. Now, her contact info is her email address at tally, and that's tally.watson@yahoo.com. And she can also be reached at area code 434-264-1140. And when I tell you that it is elaborate and beautiful, it is. Her designs are absolutely beautiful. So shout out to Tally Watson, owner of Elaborate and Beautiful Weddings and Events. Okay. Now, if you are looking for an interior designer or someone to spruce up your home, whether it's your living room, your bedroom, your office, if you have, you know, if you want to turn a closet into a prayer closet, you know, if you're just looking to add that perfect touch to your home, contact Charlotte Kelly Turner. That's right. Charlotte Kelly Turner at Rooms Remembered Interior Design and Decorating. Okay. And she can be reached at www.roomsrememberedva.com. Again, that's www.roomsrememberedva.com. All right. Next, we have Cynthia Crutchfield Boone, okay, of G&C Event Planning, LLC. All right. So if you are looking for someone to plan your next event, you know, we got the holiday season coming up, 2022. I know things are really going to start opening back up. So if you have birthday celebrations, baby showers, or any other event, you can definitely contact her. Again, that's G&C Event Planning, LLC, where the address is 306 Grove Avenue, Emporia, Virginia, 23847. Also, you can contact them via email at gncevents.llc@gmail.com. Also, phone number is area code 434-430-0076. And again, that's 434-430-0076. All right. Listen, if you are looking for a great business who specializes in power washing, look no further. Okay. Now, listen, I live here in the great state of Virginia, and I also live in a very wooded area. We have trees, leaves, and dirt everywhere. Okay. And so, when I say that the house can get a little dirty at times, that is an understatement. Okay. So, you know, the wind's blowing, you know, we get all this rain, you know, I always make this joke that Virginia sometimes gets all four seasons in 1 week. So, you know, between the rain and the wind and things like that, you know, house gets a little dirty. All right. So if you are in need of an awesome power washing business, look no further. All right. Owned by Derek Bazell and his son. All right. This is a father and son team. Derek Bazell and his son, Mason, owned MB Power Washing. Okay. And their contact info is 804-481-9967. They can also be reached on Facebook at MB Power Washing LLC, and also be reached via email. And that's MB Power Washing 1222@gmail.com. All right. All right. Listen, y'all, our next business, let me tell you, you know, Jay-Z has said, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. All right. All right. She is an educator, a coach, speaker, author, and a philanthropist. All right. This is, I want to shout out Dr. Tabitha Spurlock. Yes, indeed. Dr. Tabitha Spurlock is the owner of Empower One, Inspire Many. Okay. And like I said, she is an educator. She is a coach, a speaker, author, and philanthropist. So if you're looking for a speaker for your, you know, for your next event, definitely contact her. Her website is www.empowerone, and that's the number one, inspiremany.com. She has just written and released her new book entitled A Promise is a Promise. And it is an awesome book. Okay. So definitely check her out again at her website at www.empowerone1inspiremany.com. All right. Shout out to our next business. All right. And then real quick, if you are looking for t-shirts, if you are looking for a psalmist, a worship leader, look no further than Tammy Terrell Johnson. And yes, y'all, that's her real name. Tammy Terrell Johnson, who is the owner of 2T's Unlimited Productions, okay? And this is where ministry and creativity meet, all right? So definitely, if you're looking for a psalmist for your next event, if you're looking for, to purchase t-shirts that are biblically based, amen, that minister, you can definitely contact her at 2tsunlimited.bigcartel.com. Okay. And that's 2ts. That's T-E-E-S unlimited.bigcartel.com. All right. Now, look, I know I have, the holiday season is coming up, and, we're going to be having, some parties we're going to be attending, certain events that we're going to be attending. So we just always, ladies, we always want to make sure that the makeup is beat, that we snatched, our makeup is beat, every hair, eyebrow laid down. Everything, all this, the face and the skin is smoothed out, and if you like, I'll speak for myself, I got some of these Dalmatian spots on my face and my neck. So I need some good coverage, which means I need some of that good old makeup. All right. Well, listen, if you are in need, just like I am, definitely look no further to Dr. Cynthia Stinchcomb, who is an independent sales director for Mary Kay. All right. You can definitely reach her for your, for your makeup and your skin needs at www.marykay.com/C Stinchcomb. All right. And I'll spell that for you. And that is the letter C for Cynthia, Stinchcomb, Stinchcomb. All right. So definitely hit her up for your makeup and your skincare needs. All right. And last but certainly not least, if you are looking for lip gloss, like little mama said, my lip gloss be popping, my lip gloss is cool. Yes. If you are in need of having some popping lip gloss and things for your lips, like I said, we're all going to be attending holiday parties and events and things like that. And you want to make sure that your lips are popping. Definitely look no further to Crystal Johnson, who is the owner of Vanity Lux Beauty. And get this, y'all. All of her products are vegan and cruelty free. That's right. All of her products are vegan and cruelty free. All right. So if you want, that natural feeling lip gloss, oh my gosh. And it is wonderful. She has an array of colors as well. You can definitely check out her website at Vanity Lux. And that's Lux, L-U-X, VanityLuxBeauty.com. And I will tell you this, that the lip glosses contain an exfoliant. So when you put the lip gloss on, it starts to tingle. It feels so good. It starts to tingle on your lips a little bit, and it actually exfoliates the skin on your lips. So you have like this smooth and tingling feeling on your lips. It's wonderful. Okay. So I just want to shout her out as well. Okay, so just to reiterate, we have Tally Watson, owner of Elaborate and Beautiful Weddings and Events. And like I said, her weddings, oh my gosh, they are elaborate and absolutely beautiful. So definitely check her out for your event needs. Again, contact info, tallywatson@yahoo.com, phone number 434-264-1140. Also, if you're looking for an interior designer to spruce up your home and rooms in your home, and especially for the holidays, definitely hit up Charlotte Kelly Turner at Rooms Remembered Interior Design and Decorating at www.roomsrememberedva.com. Also, if you are looking for an event planner, like I said, holidays are coming up. You're looking for an awesome event planner. Definitely hit up Cynthia Crutchfield Boone at GNC Event Planning LLC. Phone number 434-430-0076 or by email gnceventsllc@gmail.com. All right. All right. If you're looking to have your home power washed, all right, definitely hit up Derek Bazell and son Mason at MB Power Washing. Contact info is 804-481-9967. Facebook MB Power Washing LLC or by email mbpowerwashing1222@gmail.com. Also, if you are looking for an awesome coach or speaker to speak at your next event, she is an educator, an author, and a philanthropist. Definitely hit up Dr. Tabitha Spurlock. And her website is, again, at www.empowerone1inspiremini.com. Okay. And like I also said, she has released a new book, A Promise is a Promise. So definitely head over to her website. And so you can purchase that. Okay. Also, if you are looking for a psalm, if you're looking for ministering t-shirts, all right, definitely hit up Tammy Terrell Johnson. That's right, where ministry and creativity meet. She's the owner of 2T's Unlimited Productions. So you can definitely contact her at 2T'sUnlimited.bigcartel.com. Also, if you are looking for someone to take care of your makeup and skincare needs, definitely you can hit up Dr. Cynthia Stinchcomb. She's an independent sales director for Mary Kay. Her website, again, is www.marykay.com/C Stinchcomb. All right. And lastly, but certainly not least, if you are looking to make those lips pop, but you're looking for a vegan and cruelty-free product, definitely hit up Crystal Johnson, owner of VanityLuxBeauty.com. All right. Well, y'all, that is tonight's show. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us tonight. And listen, I will, for every business that I shouted out tonight, I would have them posted on my social media page. So you can definitely go back and check that. And my social media page, again, is on Facebook as well as Instagram. It's Keta Keet, K-E-T-T-A-K-E-E-T. So I would definitely have all of those businesses posted on my page. So you can check them out there. Okay. And as well as follow them on their Facebook page as well. Okay. Real quick, but just before I close out this show, I would like to pray for the small businesses that I shouted out tonight, but I would also like to pray for your small business as well. So if you're just starting, or if you've been in it for a couple of months or even a year, I just want to pray that God will bless it and continue to increase you in your business. Amen. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time and this opportunity, Heavenly Father. And Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will please bless and increase the small businesses that I shouted out tonight, as well as the small businesses and those business owners who may be tuning in tonight. For those who are, whether they're just starting, whether they've been in it for a while, if they've even gotten a little discouraged because they thought that maybe they should be further along, or no matter where they are in their situation with their business, I pray, Father God, that you will bring increase to every small business, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that they will make you the head of their business, Father God. When they have questions or if they're looking for ideas, Father God, I pray that they will turn to you, have that quiet time with you, Father God, so you can pour into them, Father God, so they can hear from you clearly. they can hear from you and get those new ideas that they may need to jolt their business, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for these small businesses that I shout out tonight, and for all of the small businesses that have started. They have started. They have stepped out there on faith, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank them for their obedience. I know that it can be a little frightening and overwhelming to start something new. But I thank you, Lord God, that they had the courage and the faith to do so. So, Father God, I pray for these small businesses, as well as those business owners who are tuning in tonight, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to bless them, increase them more and more in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for it is already done. It's in Jesus' precious name I do pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Again, thank y'all so much for joining me tonight. You all have a blessed weekend. Good night.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.